Morning and welcome. What a beautiful day. Mary and I had to go to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho this week, and we are here to report that spring is coming. It was sunny there. It was 70-some degrees. The grass was green. So it's coming. We just have to be patient, I guess, in Lord's time, as they like to say. Recently, Mary and I were doing our morning devotional. The scripture for the day was in Thessalonians. And right across that passage for the day was a highlighted passage from Colossians. Maybe as you're doing your studies, you highlight passages in the Bible that touch you in one way or the other. And I'm guessing that many of you have done that, or somehow have taken note of a biblical passage that has touched you in some way. I think of those as God moments, and like our friend Dan Bussey says, they are nuggets. Each time you read them, they take on a new meaning, and perhaps something is going on in your life that gives the verses new meaning each time that you see it. So here we are, doing our morning devo, and this passage from Colossians is like right there. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. As I have read and reread this passage, I've been conflicted somewhat, because just as we fall short in bearing with each other with kindness, there are other ways that we fall short. The first thing that comes to mind is how imperfect we all are in leading a Christ-like life. We all fall short and sin, and there are other ways we don't quite live up to God's commands. Our daughter's pastor recently challenged his congregation to not be convenient Christians, literally meaning we live the commands and live a Christ-like life when it is convenient or seems appropriate for the situation. All of us could do better in living that kind of life as a matter of course, not convenience influenced by the situation or the company we're in. These exhortations from Paul to the Colossians appear in other ways in the New Testament, and they can be a strategy for all of our lives. What he is telling the people of Colossae is find ways to be compassionate and forgiving. Let love guide your life. Always thankful. Keep God's word in you always and give as Jesus' representative. Later in Ephesians, Paul reminds us to build others up according to their needs. In 1 Thessalonians, Paul says to encourage one another and build each other up. And finally, Peter reminds followers to clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. These are difficult times that we're living in our country. Perhaps if we can take on Paul's view and that of Peter, we could make our way towards a kinder, gentler nation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's easy to be good Christians when it is convenient. Lord, guide us to lives where we live Paul's words each day, letting Christ rule in our hearts. We pray to be attentive to the words from Pastor Bob, and that your blessings will be upon him as he delivers your word through his message. May it all be for your glory. And we offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.